Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In our busy lives, we often find it challenging to get dinner on the table. These days, ingredients for the evening meal can be delivered to our doorsteps, while grocery stores are offering more prepared food options. In this show, Kathleen Benoit shares how Blue Apron has made her life easier while we find out what is available at Lucky's Market. However, Chef Nick Steen of the Northern Hotel still cooks homemade for his family when he can. Kathleen Benoit of Skinner Benoit Public Relations is in the studio with me today, and I'm just thrilled. She runs a public relations company with Corby Skinner, located in the Castle in downtown Billings. Kathleen, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Stella. I'm so excited to be here. It's fun to listen to your program, and it's really an honor to be a part of it,
well,
so thank you.
I'm just glad you're here because today we're going to talk about cooking out of a box. You know, some of this convenience cooking that's coming into the food scene. And you're a person that cooks from Blue Apron. Tell me about it.
I discovered Blue Apron last January. I was in Eagle, Idaho, taking care of my mother and my sister in Los Angeles, who does all of her shopping online through Ralph's Grocery, delivers. And she had been onto Blue Apron for a while. And she sent me four meals for my mom and I, which was delivered.
Just to try out.
Yeah, just to try out. And I loved it. I loved it. I really love to cook. Not like, I know you love to cook.
I was going to ask you, you know, was it something that, you know, you went on to this because you didn't like to cook?
No, actually, I got hooked on Blue Apron. I love to cook. I hate to shop.
Okay.
If we lived somewhere where you could go, like, farmer's market year-round and go from little store to little store or cart to cart and pick out all your vegetables and meats and everything, that'd be great. But I don't like to go to the grocery store and shop.
Well, and the grocery store is not really just down the street from you, really.
No, so. No. I live between Laurel and Park City, so it's kind of a challenge. But Blue Apron, I guess I want to say that it is, if someone would like to learn more about cooking, it's a great way to test your culinary skills and improve them. For someone who feels like they're in a rut of meat and potatoes and, you know, American cuisine, and they want to expand their experiences with menus, Blue Apron's a good way to get started.
So you find their menus innovative and creative?
I do. I brought a couple just to, I'll talk about in a minute.
All right.
I think I encourage people to try Blue Apron. It is the top of the mail order food box, pre-portioned food kits.
Well, share with the audience what you get. You get a box that gets delivered by the brown truck or the green truck or...
I think it's FedEx.
All right.
It is Federal Express. And my husband and I receive two meals for four people each week.
All right.
Thursdays and Fridays. Even in the snow. they couldn't get up our road, but we made arrangements and picked our box up. But it's
good.
A very well-insulated box.
All right.
And inside the box are these ice packs that are big bags. And inside those bags, it's like Christmas. You open it up, and the only thing you have to pull out of your own pantry is olive oil.
All right.
Oh, and then salt and pepper.
Right, right.
Everything else.
They include.
If you need a teaspoon of wine vinegar, it's there.
In a little container.
In a little container. And everything is biodegradable, and that's a whole other issue, but it is.
Because there is a lot of packaging.
There's a lot of packaging. But everything is there. There's a little bag that comes with each meal that's like the knick-knack kit, and that will have just the right amount of ginger, the vinegar, creme fraiche, whatever, you know, butter, whatever it is the recipe calls for, along with pre-portioned complete meals. Last night we had paprika spiced catfish with cabbage slaw and roasted purple potato wedges. I know this is a radio, but it looks fantastic.
Sounds very fancy.
And catfish right. In Montana.
Yes.
So you learn how to cook all these meals, and you also learn how to plate them. Mise en place.
Mm-hmm.
if I ever had the guts to get a tattoo, it would be mise en place. Everything in its place.
That's a fancy French word for having everything in place.
Everything in place. And Blue Apron is a big proponent of that. They even have pictures of, you know, the instructions. It'll begin with chopping your vegetables, and it shows you to put them in little bowls and a step-by-step prep.
And what Kathleen is showing me is that there is a recipe card that has the picture of the completed plate on the front with all the amounts that you need for preparing the dish. Actually, along with what you were talking about, mise en place, pictures of everything in place. And then in the back, there's illustrated instructions on how to get all your food prepared and ready to cook.
Some of it is quite involved. A friend of mine did a Blue Apron enchiladas or something, and it took hours. And she said, you know, it was just an enchilada. But the for the most part, it's a well thought out and clearly well educated instruction on cooking.
Well, and the pictures vary. Much help in that process.
They do. Every pack also contains a history of some vegetable. I think I didn't bring that, but I think it was the purple potatoes.
Really?
Yeah, Peruvian.
So you're getting educated.
Yes. Yeah, and it'll give you a little chopping tips, how to rock the blade when you're mincing parsley or garlic, and you know, so it's a fun way if you're interested in expanding your cooking skills to do it.
And to try some new product and ingredients.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's a lot of French technique. Most of the meats will have some kind of a delicious sauce that you pop on top of it. Or like a steak Diane with a lot of delicious sauces that you just whip up. Well, what whip up? You follow the directions.
Right.
And everything's there. You don't go, oh, darn it, I don't have any butter. Well, you have your butter. You have everything.
It's already in there.
But olive oil and salt and pepper.
Blue Apron is a supplement to your week's menus. Is that correct?
It is. I as I said earlier, I love to cook, hate to shop. And so a couple of years ago, I created all my week's menus on Sunday. I'd go through cookbooks, magazines, whatever, and do a week's worth of menus and the shopping list to go with that. So I did my menus and shopping on Sunday so then I could focus the rest of the week on cooking these meals. Blue Apron is a supplement to that. It's kind of a nice break. I still like to plan menus, but it's kind of like Christmas, culinary Christmas. Every Thursday,
oh, I love that.
The box comes, you know. Craig and I go through it and decide what we're going to have. And you can choose. You can choose vegetarian. You can choose fish instead of pasta. You have choices when you sign up. So,
but you don't know what you're going to be getting.
Oh, no, you do know.
You do.
You go online, and if you don't go online after you sign up, they'll just send you whatever. But you can go onto their website and make a selection.
So do you order by the week, or do you order a month worth of boxes for dinner?
It's ongoing, like any kind of subscription, until you cancel it. So if you don't choose, you'll get a surprise. I am ordering by the month right now. And it's, you know, and I know through January 15th what the menus are. They're constantly cooking. The prep for this has got to be just amazing. In their facility, you know, they work in a 47 degrees, I think, or whatever the cool point is.
So they keep everything at the right temperature.
Everything's at the right temperature. We have not had any problems with leakage or spoiled food at all. I've heard sometimes that happens, but for the most part, Blue Apron is still kind of ahead of the pack. There's about 20 meal kit companies out there.
Which amazes me.
Amazing. And some are saying this is going to be the future of cooking in the United States. It's overtaking takeout.
I can't believe that.
I can't quote if it was a million a day or a million a year, but Blue Apron is serving millions.
What have been some other favorite dinners that you have put together with Blue Apron?
The seared pork chops with farro, Brussels sprouts, and a delicious cranberry chutney was really good.
Wow.
Some of these are so good. I save I put them in my cookbook.
Because the recipe's there, so you can actually duplicate this again in the future.
And you can go online, even if you're not a member, and Google seared pork chops. You can get the recipe. The recipes are really good. A lot of times, the ingredients are hard to find here.
Yes.
And so that's always a treat to, use it, the vinegar, the bouillon. Is it bouillon? It's the most delicious red wine vinegar in the world.
Oh.
Bouillon or something like that.
Okay, all right.
You know, and I ended up ordering that online after I tried it through Blue Apron. So
that's great.
Yes.
You know, opens up your view on food.
It does. I haven't done a lot of Asian cooking, and this, a couple of times, we have had some fantastic rice bowls and just things that I have not done, so...
Does this give you a different view on going shopping when you do get out and you shop for the rest of the other meals?
That's a good question. And yes, it does. It pushes my lazy button when I'm making my little menus and I get to Thursday and Friday and I think, oh, good, those I don't have to do. But I am starting to watch for brand ingredients that I've gotten through Blue Apron to see if a grocery store or a gourmet deli here carries them.
And it probably opens your eyes up because you were saying purple potatoes in that particular dish. Mm-hmm. You probably now look at them or mm-hmm. notice them more at the grocery store.
I do. In fact, I noticed just yesterday, can I say a store name?
Well, you can if you want.
I was at Walmart because we were snowed in. I had to go to Walmart in Laurel, which they are carrying some produce that I've gotten through Blue Apron. Little tiny Japanese eggplants and then some kind of little... squash that I can't pronounce, but it's the size of a milk carton and delicious, and Walmart is carrying it all of a sudden.
So all of a sudden you're also noticing it. It's possible that product was there and you didn't see it before, but
yes.
Now because of cooking with Blue Apron, you now notice.
Yeah. So it has broadened my cooking horizons a lot.
May I ask how much the cost is per head? Just an estimate.
I think it's around $10.99 a person per meal.
Which is fairly reasonable. It's even less than what you would pay if you would go out to have dinner somewhere.
That is true. That's very true. And it also, there's been some criticism about Blue Apron giving just a little portion of food, you know, the pre-portion. My feeling is, and I know this is true, about 31% of our food that we cook mm-hmm. or buy gets tossed. You don't use it all.
Right,
you use a half
right.
a cabbage and maybe never use the rest. So, you know, it's certainly made me think a lot about portions and what we use.
Right. And again, you're eating fresh, you're eating all of it. And so mm-hmm. all the nutrients are all in mm-hmm. there.
And they also give you, they give you the calorie count.
Mm-hmm.
So it's received really high marks with the Consumer Report.
Well, which is a good thing because they like to make sure that we're all happy consuming
yes.
in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I really, really appreciate your being here and sharing with me cooking out of a box, which is a new trend in cooking these
cooking
days.
Cooking out of a box.
And it's usually a big brown box, I would imagine. Or
it's a big brown and blue box. And rather than recycle them, for some reason, they are all piled up in our garage around our second refrigerator. So it's kind of like a piece of art right now.
it's your display.
Yes, it's our display.
Your art display. Kathleen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stella. It was a pleasure.
When we come back, we will explore Lucky's Market and then talk to Chef Nick Steen. Today, I have John Hobart from Lucky's Market here in Billings, Montana. And we want to talk about the concept of prepare foods because convenience is the game, I believe, these days. But people want to continue having good, wholesome food and cooking at home in some ways. John, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about this whole prepared food concept that's happening?
Prepared foods is something that's in the industry that, you know, a lot of people and families over the last few decades have been going out to restaurants more and more and more. And with the advent of the internet, they really want to get into it and do it themselves. And prepared foods helps add an extra flavor to it. You know, it takes a little bit pressure off the family while they're making their food. And it's an area of the industry that has been growing exponentially for years.
So it just expedites that time in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
And as far as Lucky's Market, what offerings do you have?
We have almost anything you could think of. We have, you know, healthy kale salads. We have salsas, dips. We have whole roasted chickens, you know, something that the industry's been doing forever. We have fried chicken. We have any sort of salad you can think of.
So when you walk into the store, you have a salad bar
that
also offers soup, so you can get the raw ingredients for a salad. You also have a sushi station, and you have the prepared food area in the deli.
Yeah, we have absolutely everything for you, from if you're looking for something really quick to eat, you don't want to, you know, after a long day at work, you don't want to really do much, or we have stuff that can just enhance whatever meal you're making. You know, we have meatballs. You want to do meatball and spaghetti. The meatballs are already made up. All you have to do is throw your spaghetti in the pot, cook it up, and you're good to go.
It sounds great. What are some of your popular items that you have at the store?
Right now, during the winter, a lot of our winter items, we have hard squash salad. We have meatloaf is really big right now, our prepared meatloaf, meatballs. It's stuff that
comfort
is very
food.
Easy to take home and just put something together really quick.
Let's back up a little bit. Your background, where did you come from before you got here to Billings?
Well, I was born outside of Chicago in Libertyville, Illinois. I moved to Casper, Wyoming when I was about 12 years old. And after high school, I got a bug to go cook. And I started cooking. I wanted more knowledge. And I looked at the schools in the United States. It was very, very expensive. And I found a very nice school in Spain that was a fifth of the price.
What part of Spain?
It was in San Sebastian in the Basque region, which is always very, very hot culinarily in the international cuisine.
It's one of the food meccas of the world.
Absolutely.
And some of the, I would say, best restaurants come from that area of the world.
Traditionally, they have more Michelin stars per capita than anywhere on the planet.
So you went from a neighborhood ethnic culinary scene to one that was a little bit more, I would say, homegrown. And then you went back to a very, now very international food aware scene.
In Chicago, our family, and most Chicago families, if they're at breakfast, they're talking about what they're going to have for lunch. If they're at lunch, they're talking about what they're having for dinner or for breakfast tomorrow. And we always talk about food. And coming out west, it was a little bit of a shock in Casper, Wyoming, you know, how people didn't necessarily talk about food. But right now, since the internet has really become prevalent, everyone is talking about food. And it's just amazing how much we've grown as a culture.
Well, the food network, I'm sure, has helped a little bit in that.
Oh, absolutely.
But that makes it so it's fun for you when customers come in. And
oh, absolutely. I can talk about food all day long. It's like going home. You know, we always talk about food. When I have customers with questions, it's always absolutely amazing, you know, how food develops and, you know, how people really develop themselves and their families through their food.
So the palate is changing. Are you seeing that? Because
absolutely. The palate in you know, just even the Western United States, I mean, if you came here 30 years ago, it'd be steak and potatoes and this and that. You'd see a little stuff here and there, but everything has grown exponentially over the last two decades. It's amazing to have been able to watch that and experience it.
Well, you talked about in your prepared food section, there's kale salad that you had talked about. There's grains. You have grains that I would say you're educating palates. What offerings there?
We have, you know, stuff that is very hot in the market, and we're always looking at, you know, developing more items.
So what's hot in the market?
Quinoa is something that's very, very huge. It's a very, you know, nutrient-dense product. You know, a lot of people call it a superfood, high in protein. You get your omega-3s, a lot of stuff to help your body, you know, maintain its nutrition. And, you know, I really love all of our programs because we have that stuff everywhere.
Okay. And then aside from the prepared foods, you also have items ready to go. For instance, in the vegetable section, you have cut up vegetables. What have you packaged together for convenience?
We have a huge section where you can almost, I mean, it's more or less the concept of that is to take the time out of preparing everything. If you don't like chopping onions, you don't have time to do it, we have it. All these items are there to make it easier for everyone to expand their palate and expand what they're doing when they're cooking and take a little bit of that pressure off from working all day. The blending of restaurants and grocery stores is going to get closer and closer and closer together. I mean, there's restaurants, you know, grocery stores with restaurants in them. There's grocery stores where everything in that restaurant they have at the store that you can buy and take home and make, and they'll provide you with the recipes and everything.
Yeah, and it's great because, you know, again, you know, from where you come from and, you know, where you've grown up, this is certainly a lot more variety that we're seeing in this part of the world, you know, where, again, meat and potatoes. So I think you do offer meat and potatoes in your prepared food section.
We still sell that, absolutely.
And, you know,
we have potato salad. We have, you know, everything that you can still have your steak and potatoes. Montana is still a very, very big steak state. All these new trends are changing it little by little.
Yeah.
But it is, during the holidays, we sell a heck of a lot of meat. We're the highest seller in the whole company.
Really?
As far as rib roast go.
Oh.
So Montana's still very meat and potatoes, but there's so much more to offer. The restaurants in this town are absolutely amazing. Billings has a great food scene.
It certainly is growing and branching out. Well, John Hobart from Lucky's Market, thank you so much for joining me today and telling me about what's available in your store.
It's my pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Now we talk to Executive Chef Nick Steen about how his sharing food and cooking with his 5-year-old son, Declan, may have more importance than convenience.
It's hard to judge him against any other kid across the country because his dad's a chef. And so he's exposed to a lot of more food. Even at home when we cook, we cook everything. You know, we roast a whole chicken and we baste it, and we, you know, we'll cook a whole duck, or we'll work with whole things. And so he's pretty spoiled. I mean, you're talking about a 5-year-old kid who eats foie gras and sweetbreads and salmon and sushi and lives for those kind of things, raw octopus at times. I mean, the kid will eat anything.
Well, you have such a crazy schedule. You know, you get in at probably 9 o'clock in the morning and you work until all hours of the evening. Mm-hmm. How do you and your wife feed him?
And so we really work as a tandem. My wife is really, she is superwoman through and through. shout out to my wife. So thank you, sweetie. If you're listening, you're the best. She is superwoman. So she cooks every night of the week. Mm-hmm. For him, and usually it's just the two of them that are eating at home. But on the rare occasion that I get more than a night off a week, I love to cook dinner at home. And so when we cook, we try to see what's exciting, you know, and it's asking him, Declan, what do you want for dinner? And it's usually the answer of eggs or chicken. And so if it's eggs, he sits there, he cracks the eggs and he whips the eggs, and he'll crack the eggs into the pan and he'll help me flip the eggs or whatever it might be. So we really involve him into the cooking itself.
And he knows where the food is coming from. Then.
Yes, he does. And a lot of that just comes from being a chef. So a lot of the nights before they even go home, he'll come and visit me in the kitchen.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And, you know, when he was 2.5 years old, he watched me break down whole fish, you know, head on, everything. And I'll never forget the first time I, you know, cut the head off of the fish to fillet it out. My son just goes, Daddy, what'd you do? And I said, well, we have to use that. Well, what do you do with it? Oh, we take the head and we cook it and we make sauce with it. Oh, is it yummy? Yes, it's very yummy. And so, you know, since he was 2.5, 3 years old, we've been teaching him that food comes from an animal, not from a grocery store or from a cryovac bag. You know, we teach him that it just, you know, it came on a truck to the back of the kitchen and it went to the big cooler and we just sat there and chopped everything or peeled everything. You know, that was the whole thing.
Do you take him to the grocery store?
We do. And we help him pick things out. You know, it's an endeavor taking a 5-year-old to a grocery store. And his hands are everywhere and he's faster than us. But we take him and we show him what everything is and we help him. My son knows how to pick out a perfect apple.
He does.
He's 5 years old.
I'm going to have to take him shopping with me.
He knows what to look for when it comes to fruit and vegetables. And he's He just loves, he loves food, and it's really cool. I hope someday he becomes a doctor or something and not a chef, because I don't want him working as much.
A doctor with a fabulous palate.
Exactly. If he can learn great food, and when he's old enough and legally of age, drink great wine. I'm excited about those kind of things for my son. It's going to be cool.
Can you share with me what your wife cooks for him, or what they cook together when you're not at home?
So very minimalistic. My wife cooks very fresh. And so she always considers herself to be kind of a bistro child. So a lot of a lot of charcuteries and really good cheeses at home. Lots of vegetables. My son eats a leafy green with every single meal.
Okay.
Whether it's spinach or kale or, you know, even just romaine. My son will eat every single meal. He eats some sort of a vegetable or leafy green. It's not to say that we're perfect by any means. There are chicken nuggets and fish sticks in our freezer.
Right.
There are the emergency, meals. It's home cooked food. My wife is, there's always some sort of a casserole going on or, some sort of like, you know, a soup or something like that.
Right.
My wife loves to make soup and eat soup. And so there's always something around the house that's going to be made from scratch. But
I think what it is that you have the passion for cooking food. You have the passion for being around food. And that shows in your cooking, because even on your day off, you're cooking in the kitchen. Whereas most people would say, I don't want to do that anymore.
I don't just like food. I love food.
Wow.
And I spent a lot of time in my life, you know, and I'm fairly young still in the chef industry, but
you are.
I just had a birthday. I'm old now.
How old are you?
I'm in my 30s.
Good. Congratulations.
I'm officially in my 30s now. I spent a lot of time trying to fight how much I love food and just saying, it's just a means to an end. I'll get a better job someday. And then when I finally started embracing food and loving it and being creative, I think when I got the opportunity to be creative, and I had some amazing chefs throughout my career who let me, I fell in love. And when you love something that much, it's not a job. I go to work every day with a smile on my face. I literally get paid to play with my food. You know, mom tells me as a kid, don't play with your food. Don't play with your food. Mom, I'm sorry, I do. And I love to play with my food. It's therapeutic. You know, I can go into a kitchen and peel carrots for hours because it's something I love to do. You know, where most people say it's a chore, I enjoy the act of peeling a carrot. Or, you know, breaking down fish. I always go back to breaking down fish or cutting steaks or, you know, breaking down whole animals. It's therapeutic. It's something that I love to do. And I get to, you know, teach my son about those same kind of things. You know, times he walked in the kitchen and I have a whole octopus, you know, I have a 13-pound octopus hanging out of my arms. And he goes, Daddy, what is that? It looks like a giant squid. It's like, it's just an octopus. Whoa, are we going to eat that? Yep. And we do. And he goes, wow, that's really yummy.
Oh, that is great, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, Chef Nick Steen, thank you for being with me. And I hope your love of food never dies and continues.
Thanks, Stella. It won't die, I promise.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
The producer of Flavors Under the Big Sky is Jackie Yamanaka. Our theme music is by Parker Brown. For more information about this program, go to ypradio.org. I'm Stella Fong.